This is February 24th, 2025, West County Board of Zoning Adjustments hearing. Anyone present who wishes to speak on a matter, please fill out a speaker slip and submit it to the admin as soon as possible. And before speaking, please state your name. Call.
Chair Vovis,
Here.
Vice Chair Siebert, Member Lewis,
Here.
Member Santos,
Present.
Member Spaulding's excused.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Announcements by the chair. I do not have any. We don't have anything on the consent calendar, and we do not have any tobacco retailer regulation hearings. We'll move on to the neighborhood preservation and zoning ordinance abatement hearings. Staff, you can present the first item.
Okay, the first item on the neighborhood preservation and zoning ordinance abatement hearing is for 16702 Melody Way in San Leandro, and we have Code Enforcement Officer Terrence Jackson here to present.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the board. Terrence Jackson, Alameda County Code Enforcement. Today we're going to talk about 16702 Melody Way, San Leandro, California, 95780. Correction, 9578. This is going to be actually an appeal instead of an abatement hearing. And the violation section is going to be Alameda County Zoning Ordinance Section 17.52.270. We're going to strike the section 17.54.200. It doesn't apply to that section. It doesn't meet the conditions for a CUP. And we also have section 17.02.130. And this is going to be for unpermitted carport in front of the property. The pertinent facts: July 11, 2025, site visit was conducted, violation confirmed. July 14th, 2025, declaration of public nuisance, notice to abate mailed to the property owner. July 25th, 2025, site visit was conducted, violation still remained. July 28th, 2025, notice of failed reinspection mailed certified regular mail to the property owners. August 7, 2025, we confirmed an appeal letter mailed certified and regular mail to the property owners. August 14, 2025, site visit. Major violations had been corrected except for the carport. It still remained. Majority of the violations had been corrected. Biz violations, yes. June 5th, 2016, pole banners abated by owner. February 15th, 2011, pole signs abated by owner. February 20th, 2004, dead palm trees closed, no violation. September 18th, 2003, trash and debris abated by owner. Contact with property owner, yes. Property vacant, no. Staff recommendations. I'm sorry. Yeah. All right. Staff recommendation is to deny the appeal that the property is in violation. Yeah. Or declare that the property is in violation of the Alameda County zoning ordinance and therefore a public nuisance and require abatement to be completed within 10 days. Yeah. Presentations. Section 17.52.270, accessory buildings were not permitted. No accessory building in a R district shall be within the front half of a lot. Next slide. This is a aerial view of the property. You can see East 14th runs parallel and with Melanie Way. Melody Way. Slide, please. Here's a picture of the carport on July 11th. It's the front yard setting. Next slide, please. And on July 25th, 2025, there's the carport still remained. Next slide, please. And shot of the front of the residence again. Next slide, please. On August 13th, 2025, the carport still remained. Slide. Slide, please. And I believe that's, I can't see that.
September 22nd, 2025.
And the carport still remained. And I went there on this past Monday, September 22nd, 2025, and carport remained. Point. The owner, property owner, sent a letter stating that she didn't receive her mail in a timely fashion. Her bookkeeper was ill, and therefore she wasn't aware of the violation. But however, she later contested and wanted to appeal regarding the carport. And the fees. She wanted the fines and fees waived as well. Staff recommendation is to deny this appeal of the subject fines and fees. Next slide, please. And again, her argument was that she had prior consent verbally from a planner, senior planner, to have her for 17 years to have that carport onto her property. So she feels that there's no need to take it down because she had got previous approval verbally from someone here at the planning department. The ordinance section 1752.70 is clear that no accessory building in any R district shall be within the front half of a lot. Staff recommendation again is to deny the appeal and declare that the property is in violation of the Alameda County zoning and ordinance and therefore a public nuisance and require abatement to be completed within 10 days. And that completes my presentation.
Thank you. Questions for staff, board?
I have a question.
Yes.
Approximately, how long would it take for the applicant to get an application and permit process to actually take this down or get it legalized?
Unfortunately, she can't. It was an error for, I put that section in there for a CUP. You can't get a CUP for a carport.
So there's no legalizing it. They have to demolish it.
To be removed.
There's no modification that could be altered. I mean, it can't be altered to come into compliance of, from what you can tell.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
And then how many days would it take to get a permit to demolish it? Is it in here?
Permit needed to take it down?
Ed Lavaya, code enforcement. We would have to talk to the building department to see whether or not this may be considered an insignificant structure that never had a permit to begin with.
Right.
We'll check with them to make sure that if it does require a permit, that we'll make that a requirement as well.
That's true. It's not fastened to grade.
And it's not
in
connected
any way,
to
right?
It's not connected to the main building as well.
It doesn't have footings. It doesn't have
any it's, connection. It's a shed. It's not like
it's actually just sitting on top.
Right. It's best to check.
And this carport meets the definition of a accessory building.
Yes, it does, and it also doesn't have any electrical or plumbing connected to it either.
I would think if it's in 17 years, it's hard to call it something temporary. I guess I was curious about what was going on with the whatever was under the carport that's been taken care of. Was there another violation?
Yes, a neighborhood preservation violation of stored items underneath it, household items, et cetera.
And that's been remedied.
It's been abated.
Okay. Okay. And I'm just going through the appellant's letter. There were no claiming there were no guidelines established at the time that they checked with planning. Oh, do you know when guidelines were established? I would think that makes it like 2008 that we would have guidelines.
I don't know when the current residential design guidelines and standards were adopted in 2015, but the zoning ordinance for accessory structures, I don't have the date in front of me as to when it went to effect, but it's been for quite some time. I've been here over 20 years. It's been there.
Oh, I was going to ask about the gate that's right on the property line. Is the telephone pole encompassed in the gated area?
As far as you mean the front yard gate itself? Yeah. We focused on the carport, but we can address the gate at a later time.
That was going to be the next question. Yes. Is the gate in compliance?
Yes, the gate. The gate is over 4 feet as well. But that wasn't.
You would handle that separately, yes, as under zoning.
Yes.
Okay. Comments?
My question is going back to Christine's answer there. Theoretically, 17 years ago, was this allowed? And if an ordinance went into effect after 2008, would the property be grandfathered or would they still have to comply?
So 17 years ago, this section of the zoning ordinance theoretically was in place. And if the rule changed after the gate was placed there, I don't believe this would be blessed because it wouldn't have met the standards before that. Depending on how the wording of the zoning ordinance was worded, if it was, you know, a lot of times like the current ADU ordinance, they're given a grace period of, you know, a certain specified amount of time.
A garage on the property, or is this the only parking?
Actually, the property is a mixed use property. On the other side, the partial is a car lot that we need to look into as well.
Oh, I think it kind of speaks for itself when that it was okay because it was considered temporary, but then how do you justify temporary after 17 years? So that's my feeling on it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not temporary, obviously. Yeah.
So I'll open the public hearing. Do we have any speakers?
If anybody would like to speak on the first item of the Neighborhood Preservation and Zoning Ordinance Abatement Hearing, please raise your electronic hand or hit *9. I do not see any hands raised.
I know one more thing. The letter also is asking for waiving of the fees for the junk in the carport?
Yes, they're asking to waive the fines and fees.
But what are those?
It would be $193 inspection fee, $268 administrative fee, because the $250 is part of the carport.
It's $193 and $268. Where's 268 the total?
We issued a failed reinspection notice. That inspector went out there on July 25th. At that time, the trash and debris was still there, and the carport was still there. So the total fees includes a $193 reinspection fee, and $268 administrative fee, and $250 fine for the carport. But the carport there, appealing that right now. So depending on the outcome of your decision, whether or not we can apply that as well or waive, is going to be part of your decision.
You, how do you guys feel about
do anything about fees, but we can do thing about the $50? It would be okay to end up the garbage. Yeah. But they still need to go ahead, you know, I feel, to get rid of the carport.
Move the $250 fine if they abate within the 10 days.
Oh, the carport.
The carport.
It's reasonable.
Because otherwise, you save them $250 and this comes back and forth because they're not,
yeah,
they haven't complied.
We like the 10 days. Days reasonable.
Owner's not online or anything.
No.
10 days.
Sent them the hearing. We sent them the hearing notice, and they did not show up
for the 10 days.
Well, I shouldn't have.
I'll make the motion that we take staff's recommendation, declare the property is in violation of Alameda County Neighborhood Preservation Ordinance and therefore a public nuisance requiring abatement to be completed within 10 days. The fines of $250 will be waived if carport is removed within the 10 days.
Second.
I'll second.
Staff, may we have the vote?
Member Bovis?
Aye.
Vice Chair Siebert?
Aye.
Member Lewis?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Spalding's excused. Motion passes.
Okay, we can on to our item number two.
Okay, the item number two on the Neighborhood Preservation and Zoning Ordinance Abatement Hearing is 417223 President Drive in Castro Valley. And we have Code Enforcement Officer Terrence Jackson here to present the item.
Afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen of the board. We're here regarding 17223 President Drive in Castro Valley, California, 94546. The violation is the Alameda County Neighborhood Preservation Ordinance sections 6.65.030, A as an alpha, subsection 1, 3, and 10, and A3 and B6. Accumulation of overgrown weeds, vegetation, trash, and debris throughout the property. Unimproved storage of inoperable vehicles on the property. Pertinent facts, May 19th, 2025, site visit confirmed violation. May 19th, 2025, declaration of public nuisance, notice to abate mailed to the property owner. June 2nd, 2025, site visit violation still remain. June 2nd, 2025, notice of failed reinspection mailed, certified and regular mailed to the property owner. June 13, 2025, site visit violation remained. July 1st, 2025, site visit violation remained. July 1st, 2025, notice of failed reinspection, mail certified and regular mail to the property owner. July 2nd, 2025, notice of failed reinspection for June 13th, 2025, mail certified and regular mail to the property owner. July 14th, 2025, site visit violation still remained. August 12th, 2025, notice of failed reinspection and final notice mailed to me to abate and notice of administrative hearing mailed certified and regular mail to the property owner. Previous violation, yes. July 26, 2021, overgrown weeds and vegetation. Appointment letter was mailed. We aren't sure if that's closed or not. Moving on to the next, January 23rd, 2020, trash and debris abated. It does not specify who abated it. December 4th, 2012, trash and debris abated. It does not specify who abated it again. March 11, 2008, trash and debris abated. It does not specify who abated it. December 4th, 2003, trash and debris abated. It does not specify who abated it again. Contact with the property owner? No. Property vacant? Yes. Staff recommendation, declare that the property is in violation of the Alameda County Neighborhood Preservation Ordinance and therefore a public nuisance and require abatement to be completed within 10 days. I'll move on to the slide. Aerial overview of the location on President Drive. Next slide, please. Here's the front shot of the house showing the overgrown weeds and vegetation are dry. Next slide, please. Rear of the property showing the inoperable RV sitting back there, as well as the overgrown weeds and vegetation and trash. Here's a side shot of that. That was on May 12th, look like, 2025. Next slide, please. On this one here, July 1st, 2025, it shows that the vegetation and weeds and trash still remain. 5/14, 2025, the vegetation and trash still remain on the property. And the rear of the property still shows the same conditions as well. On 9/23, it shows that the vegetation is still there along with trash and debris in the front. Next slide. And the conditions still remain in the back of the property as well. And staff recommendation, declare that the property is in violation of the Alameda County Neighborhood Preservation Ordinance and therefore a public nuisance and require abatement to be completed within 10 days. And I complete my presentation.
Thank you. Questions for staff?
Is there anybody living in the RV or is it just parked there? Because I'm curious if we haven't been able to get a hold of the owner. If somebody's living in that RV, maybe they would be aware of who's responsible for the property.
Right now, I went there on the 23rd, and there's a big bush of weeds growing right by the door. So if somebody was in here, it knocked it down.
Maybe they're locked in.
You're right.
All right.
Other questions?
Yeah. So the address of the violation, are you sure that's the only address on file for the owner?
I believe so.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's where it was sent. So there may be a question whether he even got it.
Huh? I don't know. That's what I was just wondering when they last actually got correspondence from these folks. Could be years and years.
Years ago, I guess. The last investigator, she was following through with it, and unfortunately, she passed away.
There are two separate addresses, though. The 17225 and 17223. So does the owner live right next door?
Probably the back side.
It says 17225, and this is...
This is probably in the rear. There's a...
172.
In the back.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it looked like from the photo. Yeah.
A couple of the cars don't even look like really old or anything.
It's
age of the cars. It doesn't look that old.
Exactly.
If there's no more questions, I guess I can open public comment, and if anyone's on the line or anyone care to speak.
If anybody would like to speak on the second item of the Neighborhood Preservation and Zoning Ordinance Abatement Hearing for 17223 President Drive, please raise your electronic hand. Do not see any hands raised.
Anyone here to speak on this item? Lopez, I'll close the public hearing. The great haunted house. I kind of wonder about the other utilities, you know. Do they even have, like, it's abandoned? Commotion?
Sure, I'll make a motion that we take staff's recommendation, declare that the property is in violation of Alameda County Neighborhood Preservation Ordinance and therefore a public nuisance, and require abatement to be completed within 10 days.
Second.
Thank you. Do we have the vote?
Chair Bovis?
Aye.
Vice Chair Siebert?
Aye.
Members Lewis?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Spalding is excused. Motion passes.
All right, we can go to item 3.
Okay. So item 3 on the Neighborhood and Preservation and Zoning Ordinance Abatement Hearing is for 25550 Uvis Court in Hayward. And we have a code enforcement officer manager, Edward, here to present. It'll just be a second for me to pull it up. Item 3.
Thanks.
Good afternoon, board members. This is Ed Labaya, Alameda County Code Enforcement Manager. This is case regarding Neighborhood Preservation Ordinance Abatement Hearing regarding Uvis Court LLC property at 25550 Uvis Court, APN number 425-0150-024-00. This is the same property that went in front of your board in March regarding the soil importing ordinance. Before we proceed, I wanted to ask the chair if they were received that declaration from the property owner's attorney regarding their availability until the dates. They mentioned that they are available, and whether or not that was distributed to the board, other board members as well.
I received mine. Everyone else
received it? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And I wanted to ask whether or not you would do any consideration of that request now, or wait until we complete our presentation.
the presentation. The continue.
I mean, I remember correctly, the last time this was before us, this person had the same excuse or story for not being able to come and be present. Same attorney, and was it 6 or 7 months later, the attorney still doesn't have the time to come before us. In my opinion, this is a stalling tactic, and I'm not in favor of granting it, and I would just say let's go and with the hearing and see what our vote is.
Yes, I have a, my question would be, does the board and county council agree that staff's notification for this hearing today follows the code notice of hearing for neighborhood? Seven calendar days. Do we all agree that?
Incorrectly.
Incorrectly. You know, due process violation, AB County time in?
I would defer to staff on that.
But I do have your notice of hearing was done within the 7 calendar days. You'd like to continue on?
My opinion, like I said, is we continue with the hearing. Dragging on. Property owner's aware of this. And how is are we going to hear? He's got a conflict on the same day that they happen to have a hearing before us.
I agree.
You agree?
I agree.
Let's carry on.
Okay, thank you very much. So, again, this is related to the property at 25550 Uvas Court. The violation will be for debris, concrete pieces, and unstable loose soil that occurred in January and February of 2020 in the R1 zone parcel mentioned as APN 42501500.2400. This is in violation of Alameda County Neighborhood Preservation Ordinance 6.65030, A1, 2, and B6. So pertinent facts are on October 19, 2022, site visit and documented the site conditions. November 30, 2022, declaration public nuisance, notice to abate was mailed to the property owner. December 21, 2022, letter received from the property owner's attorney. January 20, 2023, we did a site visit. Conditions were unchanged. February 8, 2023, letter received from property owner's attorney. And then on February 13, 2024, a site visit with our consultant, GEI, to evaluate the existing site conditions. And September 5th, 2024, a notice to comply was mailed and certified regular mail to the property owner. December 6th, we did a site visit. Conditions were unchanged. December 10, 2024, notice of failed inspection, mailed certified and regular mail to the property owner. December 17, we received an appeal from the property owner. January 29, notice administrative hearing for February 26 was mailed, certified and regular mail to the property owner. And that hearing on February 26 was canceled. We did another notice on March 5th for another administrative hearing for March 26, mailed certified and regular mail to the property owner. And on March 5th, March 26th, the hearing was conducted, approved, the board approved staff's recommendation declaring the property in violation for the soil importing ordinance. And then on September 12, 2025, we sent a hearing notice to the property owner for the neighborhood preservation ordinance and the legal representatives by regular and certified mail regarding the neighborhood preservation ordinance, like I mentioned earlier. So previous violations on the property, no. There has been contact with the owners. So It's a vacant lot, and staff recommendation, this is not an appeal, so the staff recommendation is to declare the property is in violation of Alameda County Neighborhood Preservation Ordinance, therefore a public nuisance, and require abatement to be completed within 10 days. I'm sure you've already seen some of the slides from the previous hearing related to the soil importing. So this is a small strip of land that's part of an easement at the end of Uvas Court. It's just an aerial view of it. And the notice to comply letter dated September 5th states this excerpt saying that furthermore, regardless of when the unlawful soil fill importation occurred, that the current debris, concrete pieces, and unstable loose soil fill condition of the property constitutes a nuisance and must be abated under the neighborhood preservation ordinance. Next slide. And this is the section in the neighborhood preservation ordinance that I just highlighted the section that would include rubbish and debris or similar materials that contribute to the condition that cause blight and property degradation on the property, and two, any concrete and or other similar materials, and B6 is any unsafe or dangerous condition that contributes on the for property nuisance or property degradation. Can't read that. Sorry.
Very nice.
This is part of that notice shows this evidence that was provided to us with the metadata information that the dumping occurred on that site. Some more pictures of the trucks being deposited on the hillside, and a picture to the right shows the fill. Some pictures showing the hillside with the base wales, and you could see some of the concrete debris already laid across the landscaping. Or to more of it on the right, picture on the right. The one on the left, Exhibit C, is just the end of the Uvas Court, and then the easement is beyond that fence down the hill. The shot of where the fallen tree is, and more pictures of some of the concrete pieces, and I think there's a tarp, and there are materials that were laying on top of the landscaping. And more of it, the picture on the left. And again, the right is just a picture of the end of the Uvas Court. This is an excerpt from the GEI report that from the inspection that we performed in February 13. In their site visit, they noted that intermittent debris, including stakes, textiles, and concrete pieces, was visible in the soil on the slope within APN 23 and 24. And his conclusion and recommendation notes that the hillside materials exposed on the slope contain debris, and such the fill is not considered suitable as import fill per the soil importing ordinance. The material is loose and does not appear to have been placed and compacted as engineered fill, and they believe that the materials was dumped into the hillsides without any compactive effort and must be removed, I believe. In this section, I got a little bit ahead of myself. So whenever the soil and debris were placed, before the soil importer was in place, before or after November 2019, the debris should be removed from the hillside and properly disposed. These materials are a hazard to safety and stability of the hillside. These are pictures from the inspections date of when we had the consultant with us. The hillside there where the fallen tree is, and to the right you'll see some concrete pieces laying around. More on on the left, and this is just the exhibit case, just looking down the hillside. And the buildings you see there are part of APN 18, which is owned by Messinger and Bichet. Pictures, that's our consultants. You don't see their faces, but you see their backs at least. That's me, of course, and the consultants inspecting the hillside. We did not enter or trespass on lot 24. We were on lot 23, which is Mr. Meadows' property. And we recommend that to declare the property in violation of Alameda County Neighborhood Preservation Ordinance and therefore a public nuisance, and require abatement to be completed within 10 days. But I do want to make it a note to the board that there is an outstanding abatement order for the soil importing ordinance hearing that you conducted. And that order was for them to hire a professional to evaluate the site, do an analysis of the contents, and come up with an abatement plan. So that's still on hold pending their appeal to the Board of Supervisors. The goal is to try to line these two things up so that the board has an opportunity to hear everything that's associated with this case in one hearing. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions of staff, anybody?
And that tree, it looks like it was cut down, or did it fall down? Looks like it was cut, perhaps, to me.
I think they cut that tree down. Okay. Yes. Right.
That's what it looked like, yeah. Thank you.
I'm just curious. So we're listening to this as vacant property because it's the easement, but isn't it attached to the home? I mean, that's how they get to their house, or what? I'm just curious if that makes a difference, if it was non-vacant versus vacant.
It has its own separate parcel, so the only thing that we can rely on is what's recorded with the county as the property owner. At one point, lot 18 owners did have ownership of that parcel, but in 2022, the ownership information changed. Whether or not there was an issue related to that, we just go by what's recorded in the county.
I'm curious also, do we know, has the person responsible for the abatement gotten a soil report or brought in any type of experts for the future after the debris is, or have they done nothing since the last time we spoke about the project, this property?
I have not had any information that they did anything after. You mean after our hearing in
after
March?
After the hearing, when, you know, I understand that this, we needed to bring this portion of it back to us, but I'm just wondering if we have any knowledge of them taking us serious and actually working towards a response or something to get this thing taken care of.
Response was due back July 24th, 2025.
That's right.
I don't have that information regarding that, but my assumption is that they haven't, because their appeal is that they didn't import soil. So
that matter is subject to appeal, so that deadline is stayed pending the appeal.
That's correct.
The questions are all open now, public.
So far, I may later.
Okay. I'll open the public comment, and it looks like we have a couple of speakers. Is there a Theo?
Toledo.
Yep. To the podium, state your name.
My name is Theopidus. This is a message from the Uvis Court LLC manager. Good morning. My name is Theopidus. I am not a manager or a member of the LLC. My mother, Michelle Bichet, is a trustee of the management trust that is the manager of Ubis Court LLC. She wanted to be here, but she is currently dealing with a life-threatening medical condition and cannot be present today. I will read something for you instead. I'm sorry, I could not attend today's meeting in person to request the continuance. Although I am sure our neighbor will present questionable evidence in an effort to manipulate, deceive, and cause irrational fear, we respectfully request that you see through his self-serving tactics and allow for the continuance that has been requested by us and our attorney. Further, I am extending an invitation for the second time to each and every one of you to personally view the property in question. I offer you a guided tour with me, which should take about 15 minutes since the unpaved portion of this parcel is only 60 feet long and 20 feet wide, approximately 1,200 square feet. My contact information will be left with County Council, so you can reach me. I urge each of you to print the photo or photos that concern you the most and come compare it or them to what actually exists. I only ask that you believe with your own eyes. That's the end of the message. Thank you for your time. I do need to go back to work, so I wish you all good.
Have any questions for Theo?
No.
Thank you.
Questions? Your mom gets better.
Oh, thank you.
I have a question. Do you know why the property was put into this LLC and then without from the other address? It seems like a lot of smoke and mirrors. Can you explain that?
Would be for the man.
Pardon?
That would be a question.
Meaning your mother? Great. Right. Thank you.
Chuck Meadows?
Can ask if there's anybody else online from the property ownership.
Back and forth.
If there's anyone else that's representing the property ownership online.
Ask her a question. To see if Ms. A is online.
Or any other representative of the property owner.
The representative. Sure, we can do that.
Is there Christine?
Christine, is there anyone online that wishes to speak?
I do see a name that matches the name that the letter of their attorney is online, but their hand is not raised. And there's also somebody named Uvis, but their hand is not raised either.
All right. Well, then we can go ahead and have Mr. Meadows come up.
Afternoon. In front of you, I provided a packet of five photos. These photos, I believe, are relevant to determining whether or not the debris is still present at the property that you previously found was in violation of the soil import ordinance. In other words, the question is not whether or not the dumping occurred. That has already been resolved, and you have found that the dumping did occur at this site. The sole question to be heard today is whether or not the debris still is present. If you look at the first photo, you'll see an aerial of the site. And I'd like to point out the dashed green line, which is the boundary of APN 24. I'd also like to point out that APN 28 continues below 24 and wraps around it. If you think of 28, it's like an L underneath 24 down to Ward Creek. So the area of debris actually extends from Ubas Court approximately 220 feet down to and including sections of Ward Creek at the base of the slope, which is not clearly visible in this aerial shot. Go to the next photo. These are photos of the damage and debris that was on the site before the vegetation subsequently covered it. You'll see these photos are dated 22, 23, and you'll see extensive debris, the tree in the middle of an easement that is supposed to be a road easement, which obviously cannot be used as such when there's a tree down the middle of it that was cut. And I'd like to point out in the lower right photo, you'll see the kind of garbage that is embedded in the fill. For the next photo, this photo was taken September 9th. So we're talking about just a couple weeks ago. This photo shows, although it's covered with vegetation, that the site conditions are basically unchanged. You can still see portions of the debris on the slope, although much of it has been covered by vegetation. In the geotechnical report that we submitted and was confirmed by the county's own independent geotechnical engineer, the debris permeated the fill up to 7 feet deep. So even if the debris is removed from the surface, the debris and garbage is throughout the fill, approximately 7 feet deep. You go to the next slide. Again, another photo taken September 9th. Here you can see the visible garbage and debris that's still on the surface. So we're talking about current conditions, current garbage, and it has not been remediated. As far as we've seen, there's been no physical action taken to remediate the site. And finally, let's go to the last photo. I'd like to point out here that it's hard to see, it's a little blurry, but there's actually a person standing in a hole to give you an idea of how deep that hole is. That's the person circled in the red. So we're looking at a hole immediately after the street that's approximately 6 feet deep, which I would consider to be hazardous and in the need of remediation. So I vote that you, or I ask that you vote to uphold the denial and to enforce the abatement order or propose a new one. Thank you for your time.
Any questions for Mr. Meadows?
I do not.
Is anyone else that wishes to speak on this item?
If there's anybody that would like to speak for the on the third item of the Neighborhood Preservation and Zoning Ordinance Abatement Hearing for 25550 Uvis Court in Hayward, please raise your electronic hand or hit *9. Do not see any hands raised.
Anyone else in our audience? So I.
Before you close public comment, you may want to request if a representative of the property owner that's online can confirm that they're continuing to request a continuance.
Okay. Anyone in the wings online representing Uvis Court LLC, do you wish to continue your request for a continuance? Please raise your hand if you do.
I do not see any hands raised.
And I'll close the public hearing. Do you have any further questions for staff?
I think that in my feeling that the abatement should also include geotechnical engineering because of the loose soil and not just picking up the debris on the top. So that's kind of, I don't believe that's what staff recommended. Maybe I need to check out the whereas. Yeah,
I think it's here on the last page to require property owner to hire a licensed professional. The report shall include determination of the general area and volume of the fill, geotech investigation for soil stability and safety. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, similar to what we found on the soils importation. Yeah. Recommendation. Which
actually is in staff recommendation, and they have 5 points.
Does four cover it, do you think, Madam Chair?
The only other thing you could add is the this be checked after the removal of the debris. Certifying that the debris has been removed. certified by a geotech engineer?
That's what
they mean by a geotech investigation for soil stability.
I think it's determine what
either needs to pack it or takes it away.
Staff, the question on the number four B of your recommendation, that a geotech investigation for soil stability and safety. Can you clarify their scope would be to also determine that the area has been cleaned up and also for stability and safety?
Are you referring to the draft?
Maybe it's part of the assessment.
Or the March?
Staff recommendations.
Back in March, you mean?
Staff recommendations, number four.
Oh, I didn't, you know, he's right. That's right. Part of the list from March. Those really don't apply to this one. Is their recommendation.
Oh, that's why I would like
to have to add that piece.
I would like something similar for the soils importation because I feel that there's loose soil that are removed. Along with the debris abatement.
Yeah, very similar. It could be environmental assessment for cleanliness and geotech for stability and safety.
I think I want the same language.
Apply.
We're just showing that. Yeah, we included that in your packet just for reference of what the abatement order was in the March 26th. Yeah,
she's thinking maybe that should also be included in
the current recommendation.
Current recommendation.
I think the draft for today's hearing is included in your packet. That's the last page. So in that we are asking to remove the debris, concrete pieces, and unstable loose fill, requiring environmental assessment, testing of soil cleanliness, free of hazardous chemicals and materials.
That was part of the March 26th recommendation.
That is part of the
okay.
That I portion. Think,
Member Lewis just wanted to make sure that it applied.
Yes.
This one also.
This one as well.
I think the issue would be the timing.
Okay, so it wouldn't need to be part of a motion again.
You could do the motion for March is independent of this motion, and it appealed and granted or appealed and not separate from this motion because these are separate actions. So if you want them to be consistent, then you may want to incorporate by reference all of the requirements of the previous abatement order so that the timing and applicability are consistent across both.
Oh, I could add that to your motion. Consistency, that makes sense, is to reference that back.
Perfect.
That they apply.
Yeah. That's exactly what I want. Yeah.
It would be one and two. Items one and two from the previous abatement order, COD 2022-01502.
So we've already asked them to abate these in March. So that's already been voted on. They're supposed to be abating the March. So this is above and beyond that of getting rid of the loose debris. So they already should be complying with the earlier. So if we add it, we're kind of.
But it's also under appeal.
They're appealing the.
They're appealing.
So they've done nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's under appeal right now. So. Correct.
No, I agree. Yeah.
If you wanted to, you could say you're incorporating them by reference, and all timelines are to run concurrent and be completed at the earlier of any conflicting deadlines. If you were concerned about that, to Member Santos's point.
Recommendation is 10.
Would say before, I just want to confirm. So property owner's attorney's affidavit was sent to me and to Chair Vovis. And Chair Vovis, you shared that with the other board members?
Yes.
Okay. And so you've all seen it.
Yes.
And so what you have before you are two arguments for and against a continuance, two legal and factual arguments that you've seen from the neighboring property owner's attorney and the property owner's attorney. Who are not resolving those things today in a legal sense. You can read them and decide one argument is more compelling than the other. And decide to move forward or decide to continue. If you decide to move forward, then that argument that's being made for a continuance is still there and can be alleged at appeal to the board if there is an appeal and can be grounds for returning it back to you. So I just want to make sure you're aware of that. You can act today. You have legal arguments before you, pro and con, and you can choose one as being more convincing than the other. But if you choose not to continue, that will potentially be a ground for appeal, and it might come back to you based on that. I'm not saying that the affidavit is valid or that it has merit one way or another. I just wanted you to be aware of that.
I guess we have to see it as a request.
Is a request? Yeah.
Request.
Yeah, they've made allegations in there. You've read them. You mentioned them.
It'd be necessary to make a motion and vote on the continuance.
If you were going to continue, I would advise doing that. Yes. A motion. Yeah, it would be a motion to
it'd
continue.
Have to be
yeah.
Whether we want to entertain the request for continuing to next year or voting today. I don't know if I'm stating that right.
If I understand the council, regardless of what we do today, if they're going to make this a legal matter, that's going to go separate from what we decide, correct?
Well, the next step in the process for this matter would be an appeal to the board by the property owner if the decision was to reject the appeal and to declare the property a nuisance. And so the board of supervisors would then hear an appeal of this matter on the evidence that you've heard, including the evidence requesting the continuance and, you know, allegations, et cetera. So in addition to the factual information that you've heard about the soil importation or lack thereof, there's a separate, you know, quasi-legal question that would then probably be alleged at the board. And you can circumvent that by just saying, okay, we continue a later date. Or, you know, if you feel confident that the arguments in favor of proceeding today are strong enough, then you could proceed today.
So
I think I'm getting that feeling that we all want to proceed, but would it be best to do a formal vote on proceeding?
Oh, you don't have to vote to proceed. You would make a motion
to not
support support staff's recommendation. You would either any action you took, continuance or proceeding with a finding of nuisance, you would make a motion for that.
So answer this question. If if the continuance was denied by us and they appeal it and the board upholds that it comes back, does it come back to us?
Yes.
Would have to come back to us
because
and failed, then it would go on to.
I mean, the board could, yes, the board could take up the entire thing and they could say, well, we find no grounds for you having even granted the appeal or denying the appeal. So they could just completely overrule you, or they could say, hey, look, you know, this continuance thing, it was too tricky. We got to send it back. Regardless of the findings on the merits of the soil imp- or the neighborhood preservation ordinance violations. So they would basically, you'd basically just redo this hearing. It would just be 6 months from now when the board has had an opportunity to hear it. And so when looked at it in that context, it's possible that you'd be back doing this again about the same time you would be if you just continued it. But it's not a foregone outcome, because the board could also reject the continuance request, which would then be, after the board finally acts, then it would be would move on to the judicial system if there would be any other appeals from there. So without weighing in on the merits of the continuance request for or against, I just wanted you to know that it does create this additional grounds for it to potentially come back to you if you act today.
I feel like even if we do proceed, it would still come back.
Well, or, yeah, no. Or if the Board of Supervisors will make the final decision. They could deny their request for continuance
but
also.
Still have to come back to us first.
This would be it. Yeah.
No. Right. I think we go ahead. My feeling is we go ahead, make the ruling, and let the Board of Supervisors take care of it.
Thank you for your... All right. Have any other further discussion on or someone want to make a motion?
Changing anything?
For four. Four and five.
No, it's good.
I'll make a motion.
Who's going to do it?
Make a motion to deny the appeal, declare that the property is in violation of the Alameda County Neighborhood Preservation Ordinance and therefore a public nuisance, and require abatement to be completed within, are we sticking with 10 days?
The one says
30 days.
30 days.
And we'd like to include the recommendations from the March 26, 2025. Violations number 4 and 5.
Second.
Sorry. You're asking for orders number 1 and 2. Of the abatement order number COD 2022-01502 regarding this property, that those orders be also incorporated into this motion.
Looking at two different. Okay.
So I just want to be clear. That's all.
Our numbers are.
And the wording of those two things is slightly different. And that's why I want to be clear what we're incorporating.
No, thanks for catching that. That's why you're here.
Okay.
The abatement order.
Abatement order.
1 and 2.
1 and 2. Want me to reread it? The whole thing. Deny the appeal, declare that the property is in violation of the Alameda County Neighborhood Preservation Ordinance and therefore a public nuisance, and require abatement to be completed within 30 days, including the abatement order COD 2022-01502, items 1 and 2 also be included.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. May we have the vote?
Chair Vovis?
Aye.
Vice Chair Siebert?
Aye.
Member Lewis?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Spalding is excused. The motion passes.
That concludes our neighborhood preservation zoning ordinance abatement hearing. We do not have any alcoholic beverage sale regulations. Open forum. Anyone that wishes to speak on anything not included on the agenda is free to speak. Are there any hands?
Do not see any hands raised.
No field trip report. We do not have anything on our regular calendar. Next is the approval of the minutes for August 27th, 2025. Anyone have comments or corrections?
Do not.
I do not either. To make a motion to...
I'll make the motion that we approve the minutes from our August 27th meeting, 2025.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. May we have the vote?
Chair Vovis?
Aye.
Vice Chair Siebert?
Aye.
Member Lewis?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Spalding is excused. Motion passes.
Comments from staff? You guys have any?
None. Thank you.
Yeah, none at the time.
Board announcements, comments, and reports. Anyone? Okay. That's it then. We will adjourn until our next meeting in October.
Thank you.